Yeah. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket, a ticket is only $11.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you should answer with a complete sentence.
Okay.
For example, if I say, the price of the train ticket is $5, right?
No, the train ticket is $20.
Right? So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question.
Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take the bus.
What is the price of the bus ticket?
Yeah, the price for a bus ticket is $11. No, I said $11. Yeah, New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, Soho is a good place for shopping. We can watch a foreign foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I said we can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues from almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Okay. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is on 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in the New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, it's a part of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloisters located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of Southern America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Thank you. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent has two components, the North and the South. No, the Rocky Mountains locate in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that car can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, the solid line means the car can never go to the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads using yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, the wildlife is more easy to be found in rural area.
And agriculture is the main
No, the non-agricultural jobs are the main income source of urban areas.
Agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.
The agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.